as I have no relation to disclose. You know, you just heard about Ukraine, you know, population is declining, but in case of Bangladesh, it is increasing. 150 million population, TFR is approximately 2.7, contraceptive use rate 56%. And modern contraceptive use is approximately, you know, 80% of the total contraceptive use rate. If you look at the other maternal health indicators, you see that still ANC received by 52%, deliveries at the facilities are 15%, and deliveries attended by trained providers are approximately, again, 20%, 80% deliveries are still provided at the home by untrained providers. Yeah. If you look at the country's size of Wisconsin, and which is a population of 150 million, but there is still diversity between this country or among the regional variations are there. If you can see the southern part of the country, which is reaching replacement level fertility, but if you see the eastern side of the country, it is still well above the replacement level fertility. And Bangladesh Family Planning Program has been extensively evaluated, you know, looked at by different people very closely. There are still questions that how these things are happening with the public health system is uniform all over the country, and it is the government who is providing family planning services all over the country. So this project was primarily aimed at, you know, looking at these services or improving the services from places where it is low performing, you know, areas. If you compare between 91 and 2007, you will see the primary increase in the family planning method is oral pill. A long-term method use has been declined over the year. Next, please. So what we looked at this, you know, in these areas, and we looked at three operation research studies. One is using the maternal health voucher to increase the utilization of healthcare maternal health services, then use the facilities to increase the services youth friendly. To give you an idea that, you know, 70% of the Bangladeshi girls get married by age 17, and half of them get pregnant by age 18. So your adolescent fertility contributes approximately 1/3 of the total fertility in the country. And if you look at the other one of the tests, the rational use of modern contraceptive method, what rational is used here in the sense that, you know, oral pill is being used by the women over the period of time, and a typical Bangladeshi woman, you know, completed her family's desired family size by age 22, 23, and between age 22, 23 till 45 to 49, whatever age, all these 25 years, she has to use some method, and most of the cases, they are using oral pill. They are not coming, they are, you know, discontinuing oral pill, again coming to oral pill, and in between, they are getting pregnant and having MR. Approximately 1/4 of the pregnancies are terminated every year by menstrual regulation, which is technical in abortion, but in Bangladesh contracts, if you don't do any pregnancy test and if you regulate your menstruation, it is not abortion. So under that rubric, we are using menstrual regulation to, you know, giving relief to the women for unwanted pregnancies. Yes, please. If you look at the structure of health and family planning, you know, service delivery in Bangladesh, there is the Upazila Health Complex, which has served approximately 300,000 population. So approximately 300,000 population at this unit level. And the union, which serves approximately 30,000 population. And under unit, there are 5 to 6 community clinics. And there are satellite clinics and field doorstep service delivery. So this is a typical service delivery system all over the country. So in Upazila Health Complex, there are 31 bed hospital and 9 to 10 doctors are there, and these union level facilities, there are paramedics, one male paramedic and one female paramedic, and the doorstep service delivery, there are male field worker for health services and female family planning workers for family planning services. Next one, please. This the study design was that, you know, these three interventions were tested in three settings, and the one Upazila, two unions, so that, you know, we can compare how these interventions are, you know, applicable or can be evaluated. Next one, please. What are the intervention? One of the facility-based intervention, another of the community-based intervention. I'll be discussing here about the community-based intervention, but if you look at the facility-based intervention, the standard facility-based intervention for all these interventions were capacity building of the service provider, strengthening the health facilities, introducing voucher scheme, voucher for maternal health care, and introducing male and youth-friendly services from those facilities. But what the community level, it was introducing community volunteers for creating demand among the potential service provider, involving community leaders in monitoring the program and selecting satisfied family planning users as a promoter. Next one. The reason the community participation was through the community support group and peer promoter and forming community support groups for monitoring the local level reproductive health services and recruiting trained community volunteers providing reproductive health services. As it is a public sector family planning program, the role of community was virtually neglected over these all 30 years. The community was not involved in any way in managing and facilitating any services in those facilities. And the primary objective of this project was to find out whether the community will be eager or interested to provide services in those facilities. As we are moving from high fertility to low fertility country, government might be deciding to some way in some point of time to gradually withdrawing providing family planning services from doorstep and whether community will take the responsibility for those facilities. Next one. The facility intervention was to increase the intervention and outcomes. We measured the increased utilization of trained providers during the pregnancy and delivery, increased client flow at those facilities, and increased use of modern contraceptive method for the married women. And the community participation was increased awareness of the reproductive health needs and services among community people, regularity and quality of services ensured, and problem-related service identified, and increased utilization of modern contraceptive methods. Next one, please. How these community support groups were constituted? Actually, community support groups was locally organized groups of the community elites who were there to ensure the availability, regularity, and accessibility of family planning and health services at the community level. And this community support group was between 9 to 11 members, and each of them were representative from the local government, teachers, imam, the mosque, social worker, representative from the cultural club, representative from the affluent societies. So basically a mix of the people who were willing to serve as a community volunteers participation to evaluate or help those communities to those facilities to improve their services. And this community group, they met monthly once, and they discussed about family planning, health-related issues, and they communicate with the higher-level government officials, appropriate supervisors who heard the problem in those facilities. So they were in between working as the catalyst for improving the services. Next one. The community support groups, what they did primarily, they provided the furniture in the facilities. In most of the cases, it was observed these facilities were, although it's constructed by the government for very good infrastructure, but there's not enough space for women to sit there. So these community support groups among themselves, they organized themselves and they purchased furniture, repaired the doors and windows, arranging water and electricity supply. In some cases, electricity line were not there or the bulb was not in operation or they need small repairment. And also the access to those facilities sometimes was just not there, so they helped local people help their own generated their own money and constructed or repaired the access road. Similarly, they monitored the presence of service provided on those facilities in public health system. As the most of the cases, service providers are not at the place on time, or sometimes they come and they don't provide the services as they expected. So they monitored the services, presence of services, and also the quality of services. And they also identified the poor women who should be given vouchers to receive services from the facilities. And also the help field workers to organize the BCC activities and also the BCC sessions such as drama, folk songs, and film shows to aware them about this problem and also the increased use of facilities. Next one, please. The community support groups, they discussed the major difficulties of the community support groups, that the preoccupation of the members, they were not always active, and some of them were reluctant to attend the meetings. So sustainability of community support groups over the period is still questioned. It has to be looked at more carefully that whether they will be willing to provide the services which they did during the intervention period of the project. Similarly, the peer promoters were also recruited. The promoters were local health volunteers for promoting health services, and the peer promoters recruited using some predetermined criteria. Some sorts of training were given to the peer promoters to how to conduct the health session and also the counseling. And peer promoter participated in monthly CSG meetings to share their experience with the field workers and CSG members. So they were also giving the feedback from the individual level to the facility level. And who can be a peer promoter? There are some set criteria. They must be from the local area, adult married men and women, preferably a couple, satisfied contraceptive user between age 18 to 54, and education up to level class 8, which is the same level of education of the field worker, and then volunteer in attitude and have acceptability in the community. The primary criteria is they will be accepted to the community to work there. So, and this, they, what they were doing primarily, they organized awareness raising session at the community level, disseminated FP messages and encountered potential acceptors, play the first contact with the community members, referring them to the health facility, and helping organizing those satellite clinic sessions. What were the challenges with the peer promoters? The difficulties to recruit, train, and retain peer promoters and voluntary activities. Some of them are, you know, changing their residence, going to the urban areas, so sometimes they are dropping out these as a peer promoter. And they develop a referral mechanism with the formal system so that peer promoters can refer the clients to the higher level facilities. So referral system was also a challenge. And also advocate with the local NGOs and government to adopt the peer promoter model approach to addressing the shortage of field workers. As you know that, you know, as the number of people are increasing, the first batch of the workers recruited 30 years back, the ratio of workers and the eligible women has approximately tripled by this time. So the field workers are not able to make the regular routine visits to those facilities. The peer promoter can be another way to help them out. Next one, please. So what were the findings from this project? If you look at this utilization of maternal health care before and after, in the, prior to this introduction of this intervention, the delivery at the health facilities was approximately 2% in these rural areas. It increased to 18% over the period of 18 months. Receive ANC services from the provider was 41%. It increased to approximately 90%. Delivery assisted by trained providers from 6% to 22%, and receive PNC from 10% to 60%. If all these indicators, there is a significant change if you think about in a span of 18 months with this type of intervention. Next one, please. Similarly, if you see the utilization of facilities by the male clients particularly, it increased monthly average on 74 of them were using the facilities, and it increased to 318 in one area and from 118 to 400. So basically it increased fourfold in a month in these two different areas. And use of longer-acting methods, again, as you have seen from the national data, that, you know, longer-acting method is significantly low, and same thing is true here, but it still increased from 5% to 10%. It's also increased in the control area from 5% to 8%, and this end-line survey in other two areas. So that increase of longer-acting method is not that much significant if we compare with the national level and also in this level. So what lesson do we learn from this project? The community volunteers can be easily play an important role in disseminating family planning messages and encouraging potential service recipients. A mechanism of supporting facilitating community volunteers to activities is necessary to sustain their interest. A need to establish a mechanism where the community support group activities can be included in the government program. And we have to motivate the community leaders to improve the physical infrastructure by mobilizing their fund. Actually, the community leaders, some of these are the really influential people in the area, and amount is not that big. If they're really interested, they can fix and maintain those facilities regularly basis. And in several places, it is observed that they are right now, they are regularly maintaining those facilities nice, clean, and making sure that facility is more or less in operation. And if the community leaders and monitor services through a structured body, that is community support group, there will be an improvement in regularity and quality of services. Definitely it is observed that if they do it, definitely it will improve. So that's the thank you for patience hearing.